Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
We began with Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, where it says, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand." This was a rebuke to the Hebrews or the Jews in the church who were refusing to understand these things that they were believing for. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. The discussion here was that they were not moving on to the things of God, and they need to be taught the elementary truths of God. Elementary simply means foundational, as it is in school. You need foundational English, science, or arithmetic to get into the higher things of physics and geometry and everything else. Now, it further goes in chapter 6, verse 1, where it says, "Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity." What that simply means is to move forward into maturity, you need to understand the elementary teachings about Christ. And for many of us, we probably have never heard of it or have probably forgotten it. And so we want to make sure we're reviewing it right now so that we are clear about what that means. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that leads to death, which is what we talked about last week, and today, faith in God. As we said, death is simply separation. We saw that with Adam and Eve being separated from God, and a relationship between a man and a woman is a separation that leads to death, whether that be financial death, which is separation from the source of finances, or physical death, where our body is separated from our spirit. Thus, it is also with eternal death, where we're separated from God. What many people don't realize is that that gap is really not a short distance like this slide is showing. It is actually a chasm. It is really a wide distance that distances us from the things that happen to us because of the consequences of the things we have done. And thus, God builds a bridge in Jesus Christ. And now we have to have the second part of this elementary principle, which is faith. Faith, as the Bible tells us in Hebrews, chapter 1, it says, "Not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death," and that's important, repentance, "but to get us going, we need faith in God. We need to be fueled to win. In order to win this journey of transformation, as we repent from our sins, we need the fuel. And what is that? Faith. Faith to begin with, faith to come to God. Many times we don't have faith to come to God, and Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him," if we're to come to God, we must have faith. The only way we can come to God is through faith. If you can imagine, our journey in life is like a vast ocean or a vast sea full of hope. As we have a clean slate and go through life, whether it's a great day, we need hope. The most beautiful of days, the most beautiful moments can turn on us. We could find ourselves in uncharted waters or territories that are unfamiliar to us, and we still need hope. When we have rough seas or stormiest of seasons, in each of these, we will need hope. The Bible tells us that hope is important, but the Bible tells us something even greater than hope, which is faith. It says, faith is the substance of the things we hope for. When we have God, we don't just have hope, we have the substance of the very thing that we're hoping for. Faith is the ability to come to God, that gives us the ability to come to God, because we know that faith actually pleases God. Back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Thus, in converse, if we have to bring pleasure to God, we need faith. As I've mentioned, the distance between these two is faith and walking. That distance is very wide, and we need a bridge called Jesus, and we need to put our faith in it. Now, that bridge is not a physical bridge. In many ways, it's something you don't see. And that's why faith requires that though we have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Why? Because while we don't see Him, while we don't see Him right now, we believe by faith. And faith is jumping into that invisible bridge and believing that as we move by faith, it becomes clearer and clearer, and the journey begins. Faith to come to God begins by faith, understanding that faith pleases God, that faith believes that God is real. Back again in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. That is part of faith. Faith is believing this God that you don't see. This picture is probably one of the best ways to understand this invisible faith. This picture captures faith at two different levels. On the one level, it is like breathing. Breath that you don't see, air that you don't see, that is if cut off from you, will cause you to die. By faith and inhaling this invisible reality, it gives you the life to live. But the other side of this picture is the sun. Paraphrased from a quote from C.S. Lewis, I believe in God just as I believe in the sun that rises. Not because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. This is what faith is. Faith is understanding that as the sun rises, not just because I see the realities of God, but because through God, I see everything else. Faith allows us to come to God because we know faith pleases God, but faith also believes that God is real. And finally, faith believes that God rewards. Hebrews 11:6 again says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and finally, that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. When we turn away from our sins and repent, we start walking in faith, we begin to enjoy the reality of the pleasure of God, and we begin to understand more and more as we journey with God that God is real, and more importantly, we realize that as we do so, faith believes that God will reward us. Faith to be saved is the second part of this message. Salvation is progressive. We need to be saved continuously, if not endlessly. Faith needs this idea that faith is credited as righteousness. It is something that is given to us. Romans chapter 4, verse 3 says, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God by faith, and it was credited to him as righteousness. When we believe God or put our faith in God, we receive this amazing credit line. You can think of this bridge, this distance, this chasm as a debt that is so wide and so big, and there is no amount of way that you can pay for it, and God had to make the bridge or give you a credit line. God takes it upon Him to give you the line. And the same line is what allows you to jump in and journey, and it's the same credit line that allows you to move on. It's called faith. Faith to be saved. Because faith is credited to us as righteousness. The more we believe in this God, the more that faith is credited to us as righteousness, not because of anything we've done, but simply because we began to believe and began to journey in this God with whom we put our faith in. Secondly, faith allows us to enter God's rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says, for we also have had the good news proclaimed to us just as they did, but, and it's a big but, he says, we all heard the good news proclaimed to us, but others, the message they heard was of no value to them. It doesn't work because they did not share it or combine it with faith of those who obeyed. Faith is the thing that makes us hear the good news of God and believe it and thus see the value and the power of it. Now we, who have believed, enter that rest just as God has said. When we have faith in God, we enter the rest of God. The journey of life is not short. It actually is a long journey. Think of faith as being able to move forward because God has given us not just the credit line, but He's given us the ability to be drawn near to Him as He sees our heart. Faith allows us to enter that rest. As we go into this journey, we need periods of rest to be able to continue on. It is the same faith that gives us that credits us with righteousness. It is the same faith that allows us to enter God's rest. Thirdly, faith causes us not to shrink back and turn away from the repentance that we began the journey with. Faith allows us to not just have righteousness, enter God's rest, but allows us or causes us rather not to shrink back. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, But my righteous one will live by faith. This is God speaking about the righteous one, the one who believes to Him, the one who's been credited with righteousness, will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. In short, he doesn't like it when you shrink back. But it is by faith that you're enabled not to shrink back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have what? Faith and are saved. We do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed. It is our faith in God that causes us to move forward and be saved. So, faith to be saved. Faith is credited as righteousness. Faith allows us to enter God's rest, and faith causes us not to shrink back. And finally, faith to live by. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, "For in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed." The beautiful story of the gospel reveals the beautiful God, the righteous God, who has given us righteousness that is by faith from first to last. From the beginning that you believed in Him and to the day you die, it is only by faith. Just as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." If you are to live by faith, or live faith to live by, you need to begin to understand it is all what God has given you. All of this is just because you put your faith in God. Faith overcomes the world. Let's face it, we live in a tough and very complicated world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." In short, regardless of how complex our world is, God has given us the ability to overcome it. The victory that has overcome the world is even our faith. It is our faith in God that allows us to overcome the world. Not our abilities, not our strength, not our courage. By the way, when you have faith, you will have strength. When you have faith, you will have courage. But it is not your faith and not your courage, but your faith. When you have faith, you will have victory that will overcome the world because of that faith. Who is that that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who will have the faith to live by, because faith overcomes the world. Faith is for everyday decisions. It is not just for one decision to get saved. It is a daily thing. Everything you do, everything you work on, whether it's your spiritual, relational, physical, or financial life, faith will give you the ability to make your everyday decisions. Romans chapter 14, verse 23 says this, "But whoever doubts is condemned if they eat." Talk about eating. Just something you're doing on a regular basis. Is what I'm eating sinful? Is what I'm doing wrong? Because their eating is not from faith. In short, our daily decisions, whatever they may be, and by the way, just as a caveat, there are things that are regular day-to-day things that we need faith to believe for and know that we're not sinning against God. But there are sins that you cannot just execute faith off because they're sins. You need to repent of them. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. Faith gives us the ability to overcome the world, and faith is the everyday and face our everyday decisions by faith, with faith. Faith to receive what has been promised. What is faith to live by? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says, "God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you've shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them." God is not unjust. He will reward you. With each of you to show his same diligence to the very end. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. There again, we see this idea of hope. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through what? Faith and patience inherit what has been promised. It is faith that allows us to be patient and wait for the inheritance and the promises of God. This is what it means to be fueled to win. Faith to live by, faith to overcome the world, faith for everyday decisions, faith to receive what has been promised. It begins with faith to come to God. Faith that pleases God, faith that believes that God is real, faith that God rewards. Secondly, faith is credited as righteousness. To be saved, we have to believe that faith is not something we do, but it is credited to us as righteousness. Faith allows us to enter God's rest. Faith causes us not to shrink back. And finally, faith to live by. Faith overcomes the world. Faith is available for us for our everyday decisions and faith to receive what God has promised us. Join me in a short word of proclamation as we proclaim Jesus Christ our Savior and the one that we have put our faith in. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us the faith, for building the bridge that allows us the credit line for righteousness. And Father, thank you for sending us Jesus, and in His name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.